This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's right. I love this as the as an astute observation here on the text line from the 832. Seth has some anger management issues.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. No word.
It's gotten way better.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's the best part is that this represents a major amount of growth.
A bullet in the head is growth.
Yeah, we can laugh about it now.
Growth and development is relative, friend. Growth and development is relative. Yes, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. You heard the man. You got John Lopez, myself, Reginald Attitude, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you. Plus you texting in things like Seth has anger management issues on the text line. 713-572-4610. Please get involved with the program there or on the Mo Kiram Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. How you feeling here, Lopez, outside of like bullets flying around and general bad takes on elevator etiquette?
Oh, no, honest takes. I'm feeling great. Except for, you know, the Astros and Christian Walker, but I'm sure we will get to that here.
Wait, all it takes is a walk-off loss and now you're in a place where you're not feeling great about the Astros?
No, I mean, that was a game that clearly slipped away.
Yes.
You know, there's no question about that. Should have won that game. But that's not the main reason.
Wait, can we stop on the should have won that game? This is Joe Espada. This is Espada 1. Him talking about the way that game ended. And I guess probably one of the people that you feel the worst for is mentioned in here. Oh, of course, computer's not going to oblige. You know what? Never mind. Forget what I just said. Lopez, you were going to talk about something here. I apologize for stopping you.
Well, first on the game itself, you're up 2-0. You're getting a great pitching performance. You really are. You came up with a couple of nice big hits to get that lead. You're getting into the late innings. Now you did, and we talked about this yesterday. You did use Abreu for more than an inning the day before.
Not just that, you used Abreu for more than an inning. You used Hader, and both of them had pitched the day before. So to back-to-back days, you knew that they were going to be off the docket here. And I don't know, I hate to start a segment immediately questioning Joe Espada, but however, do you look at that at all and have any level of questions, especially knowing that you were going to be throwing a guy who is you know, young and not a part of your normal rotation in Walter that you threw out there yesterday?
Not really. We were texting about that during the course of the game because, you know, you have a chance to win a game, you win that game. You know, whether it was yesterday or the day before, you had a chance to win the games. Go ahead and use your guys and win those games. But here's the kicker, and this is what was a little bit disappointing. You had a chance to win this game despite all that.
True.
I mean, you're up 2-0, and then it's the little things. It's the little things that got you. And we can get to this as well because it's getting increasingly frustrating. You had leadoff walks, I believe, in the 6th, 8th, and 9th innings. They scored in the 8th and 9th innings, if I'm remembering that correctly. And they're running on your catchers like nobody's business. Like, this is, I believe, if I'm remembering this correctly, taxing my memory here, I believe they've allowed 48 out of 53 base runners to steal. 48 out of 53, the worst in all of Major League Baseball. Now, that part I know is true. That's too much because in the 9th inning, I mean, excuse me, when they tied it in the eighth inning, they stole second and third without even anything close to a close play there. And then those two runs score, and lo and behold, it's tied. Ninth inning, they get the sacrifice fly, boom, you lose. That was a very winnable game with the little things costing you.
Yeah, I mean, and at this point, you're one of the two worst teams when it comes to, you know, opponent stolen bases per game allowed, Miami being the only team that is worse in this season. But also, it just feels like almost to the point where they've kind of given up on it. Like, it feels like when you have that catcher back there, whether it's Yainer, who it obviously is most of the time, or Caratini, it's like it doesn't even feel like they're getting that ball in and thinking that, hey, we're going to go to second and actually prevent this from happening. It feels like that is a given, and that you know, base is given away, which to some degree, I guess, is also another level of accolade for the pitchers and when it comes to like handling situations where you know that, you know, runners can get into scoring position fairly easily if they're on base. But that adds a level to the pressure of what they had there. And I guess in a way that circles back around to the pitchers as well when it comes to getting that ball to home to even give the catchers an opportunity to try and pop and send it to second. But all things considered, like that you mentioned, that's one of the small things. But the problem is you're at this point as a team where all those thin margins matter because you don't have the outsized hitting or the outsized, even the outsized pitching, if we're going to be completely honest, to just overwhelm those little kind of nuances in there. And this is where it kind of stinks that Jordan is not available for you in any of these games. And mind you, a series where he might have benefited from
that park and that team were made for Jordan Alvarez. A bunch of right-handers, a short porch in right field, or the ball blowing out easily most days in right field. No, that was made for him. If he was going to force the issue, he would have been in that game. As far as the catchers, they're not even – we're at the point now where half the time you're not even sure if they're even going to throw.
That's right.
To try to get the guy out.
Right.
That's how bad it is. But then there's this question, and this is the other little thing that, again, winnable game, oh, well, you know, that's going to happen. You know the old saying, you're going to win 40, you're going to lose 40, and then the rest are up for grabs. That was one that went the other way, or 50, whatever the old saying
is. Right, because I don't think, as much as the things we've talked about, I don't think I felt bad about the Astros in this game.
Right. I agree. But here's the question. What are you going to do? Is it time to do anything with Christian Walker? What do you do?
This is a great question because, I mean, you've already done the thing where you play a little musical chairs trying to find him a better place to hit in the lineup. The defense is what the defense is, and he's been very good in that regard. Mm-hmm. And you've seen him even, you know, quoted in articles talking about the ways in which he understands the situation. He's felt pressure at times, and like I imagine that there's been conversations to try and get him in that place. But at this point, right,
what do you do?
I don't know what you do. And it's kind of wild because it's not like he is a young player. Like, he has been through funks in his career. You imagine that he has found ways to get out of it. He's 34 years old. You would expect that even if the manager does not have experience with him, which I think was one of the things that I brought up as a possibility, like he just doesn't know what those buttons are to push to help him get out of it. He himself should have some level of understanding of his own ability as a player in the majors to know the ways to get himself back to hitting well, and it's not there. And it's starting to scare me to some degree because a question that was levied when you did sign him, even though like I think by and large the thought was that 3-for-60 felt right for the player of his caliber and what he typically brings coming off of 3 gold glove seasons, all of that, right? Someone did ask, like, hey, you're seeing a declining trend in his play over the last 3 years. And the thing that I easily went to was, yeah, but still, those are 3 of his best years in his career thus far, even though you are seeing a slight declining trend. I don't think that that's as big of a deal. Well, now it feels like a big of a deal, of course, through, 40-something games.
Well, let me give you a compare and contrast, and maybe you're going to reach an answer after you hear these numbers. Figgy, you too. So let's compare and contrast. You said he's played 45 games. Christian Walker's played 45 games. He's batting .198.
Not good.
.270 on base percentage.
Is that technically Mendoza line? How much is
Mendoza, I thought, was .220.
I thought it was
220.
You got it.
I'll look it up. He's batting .198, .270 on base percentage, and a .609 OPS through 45 games, okay? 45 games last year with John Singleton through his first 45 games. No, excuse me, his last 45 games.
Don't do this, man.
I'm doing some comparing and contrasting. Man. I'm doing some comparing. Maybe this will help you with your decision on what you do with Christian Walker. John Singleton had a .221 batting average, .323 on base percentage, .676 OPS. Better numbers across the board through his last 45 games, and he didn't make the squad. All right, let's go a little further. Brace yourself, Figgy. Jose Abreu only played 35 games last year for the Astros. He batted .134 with a .361 OPS. He was 36 years old. I'm telling you, Christian Walker, worse numbers than John Singleton, who didn't make the squad.
Correct.
And slightly better numbers, slightly, than Jose Abreu, who isn't even in baseball anymore.
So, wow, we're keeping the bullets train. You're old yellering him in your right now?
I merely laid out some numbers of three first basemen. So what do you do with Christian Walker based on that?
Well, based on what you're saying there, I think that in a way you're kind of putting up this idea of like getting rid of him, and I don't think that that's
an option. No, I'm truly, right? truly, they fought tooth and nail trying to get rid of, to keep Jose Abreu.
It sounds like we need to get John Singleton back. We need to trade for him or something. That's what it sounds like you're trying to say.
Is there a way in your mind, because, there a text that comes in from 832. Walker's clearly in his own head, and I think that that's very evident, right? He's kind of spoken to such in some ways. Somebody said put him in center field.
I was going to say send him to wherever they sent Jose Abreu to.
I would not be opposed to that. I'm being dead honest. Because I legitimately, I wasn't trying to, I just wanted to throw those numbers out there to illustrate this is where he is. You know, he's in the same neighborhood as a guy that you couldn't keep on the squad and a guy that isn't in the game anymore. That's merely, but my question is legitimate. What do you do? I would lean that, Figgy. I would lean like, send him somewhere, man. He's got to get his head together. The texter's right.
To center field?
No.
Oh, I'm confused. I feel like Jake's been doing a great job. I don't think that's how this works. Is there a way that you, and you're like, you're basically sending him somewhere else. Is there a way that you could keep him on the major league squad but give him an extended period of downtime?
They tried a little bit of that, right? Didn't they send him for about 3 games?
Yeah, but like, is this a place where you get a little funny with this and you end up with like a phantom IL stint or something to that effect to help him get his mind right and maybe even get him a rehab start? Obviously, like in that way, similar thing, but I guess saving the pride a little bit, because that's obviously part of this, right? He understands that he was paid big money as a free agent to come in and be a major part of what this offense is. And I think that's part of the pressure that he has on himself. And it's kind of wild that he's not been able to alleviate any of that pressure for himself. And yes, he has been very solid. I'd say more than solid defensively.
Yeah.
However, it just can't be this offensively for him. Mm-hmm. And the tough part about it is it doesn't feel like he's making headway in trying to, recover from this. He's still sub 200 at this point.
Yeah. So what would be the options on the roster? DeZenzo?
DeZenzo is one of those. I think you could go back to something that you did before, which is involve Caratini and Yainer in that first base split, which I don't think is, optimal.
Yeah.
Especially with Yordan still out, like that DH spot, those guys have kind of rotated within there as well. But it feels like getting those guys involved is not the worst thing in the world. Somebody said Palm Beach. but yeah, the tough part about it is, I guess this starts to raise questions for me about whether the staff can kind of reach him on top of the things that you were already worried about with the staff when it comes to just the general slow start of all the bats. And of course, as the calendar turned to May, you've seen a lot of these guys break out of it. It's just wild that the one guy who seems to still be struggling mightily is the dude that you probably would have come into the season assuming that he was going to be the one that was most likely to handle something like this.
Yeah. Somebody texted Yuli Gurriel. He ain't having a good year. He's batting .200. He's got an OPS of 339.
That's better than 191.
Excuse me, sir. I believe
198.
That is 198.
No, 198.
It's .002 better.
Hey, it's still
don't take
better.
That 7,000th of a point away from.
Hey, it's still better.
Technically, you're right. It's a vexing question, man. It's a tough one.
Right. And it does speak highly to the ways in which you've been able to just find a way to get it done to this point that the offense has not been there for him. But I don't know how much longer you can abide by that not happening. And I don't say that to mean like now you got to jettison him, but it's just you need this to tick up. And there's been a lot of different circumstances where you imagine, okay, this might be the circumstance or that might be the circumstance to break him out. And we're starting to get to that point where it's really, really uncomfortable. And why do you throw your hands up here, Lopez?
Julia Morales just tweeted something.
Uh-oh.
Is this something we're going to have to talk about here?
Well,
is this something we got to clear out before let you do the talking?
No, but it's just a throw your hands up moment. Ronel Blanco has elbow soreness.
Oh, man.
And has been sent back to Houston to be seen by team doctors. So there's that.
Starting pitching getting a little thin, man.
Hey, Tommy John. Knocking on the door, man.
He's pounding on that door again.
Hey, he's like he's the real boogeyman.
He is. You're right.
And this is specifically why you need Christian Walker, because at some point, like if injuries keep popping up on this, and of course I will play the role of hope here, and I understand that I'm doing a lot doing that. But even if this is just a level of we're trying to figure this out, he'll end up back in miss a start and come back or what have you. You're getting to the point where
soreness.
You want to bet?
No, I don't.
Bet on
No, I don't, Biggie. Thank you for asking. But like, even in the best case scenario is what I'm trying to say you need your offense to take up, and it's gonna have to start with Christian Walker finding his bat. It needs to happen, and it needs to happen fast. And so, it's starting to feel like desperate times, which you know what that means. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
Well, I was feeling great.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for all that, buddy. Appreciate you. My voice is getting loud for no reason. All right, coming up next, it looks like the tush push is about to be out of here. The owners are at the spring meetings for the NFL, and they're voting today on whether or not to ban the tush push. So with that being the case, let's talk about it. How does this become legislated? Do you like it? Do you not like it? We'll break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That down there. So if you listen enough, you typically hear me wish you a happy whatever day it is, because you know I generally want to have positive vibes out there as you're listening in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I don't feel real happy right now. I know that we teased the banning of the tush push and all that, and how that we have time for that. We will circle back around to that around the NFL, because we do have a level of breaking news that, you know, we mentioned it on the other side of the break, and all through the break we were just thinking about it. I was like, we kind of got to talk about
Audible.
We got to talk about it, because 20 minutes ago, Julian Morales, obviously Space City Home Network covering this this Astros team, tweeted out that Ronel Blanco has elbow soreness and was sent back to Houston. Obviously, they're there in Tampa right now to be seen by team doctors. And, I mean, on its face, if you are inclined to just read those words, you go, huh, okay, that's a little disconcerting to some degree. But, you know, you're working your way through this stretch. The problem is, you know who the Astros are.
Who's saying those words?
You know what's happening with that. And honestly, I guess just on its face, having to fly out of a road game, which, I mean, it's a getaway game today anyway.
Right.
Like the urgency with which they're sending him back home doesn't mean nothing good. And so I think we can fairly extrapolate here. Like, tell me if I am being unfair with this, Lopez. I think we can fairly extrapolate here that this probably portends a IL stint for Ronel Blanco.
Oh yeah, elbow. You know, it's one thing of whatever, you know, a bone bruise or something, which maybe I shouldn't use that example, because that's how Kyle Tucker started.
Buddy, whatever example you got is going to make me feel some type of way.
But that actually ties in with the whole who's saying it. Keep in mind, they said it was a bone bruise, right? Kyle Tucker. Was it 3 months?
Well, it's just because the inflammation made it hard to diagnose, man. Like, I feel like you gotta be fair about this. The inflammation made it tough.
And by the way, don't look now, but Yordan Alvarez, they're saying it's sore. You know, so there's that as well in terms of who's saying it. So yes, to answer your question, when they say elbow soreness, then they specifically mention the elbow. Remember, back in the day, Justin Verlander didn't have any elbow problems. They called it forearm soreness. But they're saying elbow now. Even for the Astros, that's a little more direct. Yes, IL. At minimum, an IL stint.
And, I mean, I think you can all kind of surmise what I'm thinking is worst-case scenario here when it comes to we start talking about elbows on a pitcher, right? Mm-hmm. But even without worst-case scenario, that is, as Adam Spillane put on Twitter, 60% of your opening day rotation that is either actively on the IL or being looked at for sore elbow, which I think we could probably reasonably view as a soon IL stint. What are the Astros to do now? Because at this point, pitching has been a large part of whatever success you've been able to cobble together at this point. And maybe that was a bad way of putting it, because they are above 500 and what have you, right? They're finding ways to get things done. I don't want to be mean or disrespectful about it. However, it's going to get a lot more difficult. Mm-hmm. Not even saying that Ronel Blanco has been like the bastion of incredible pitching for this team. But what does your rotation look like now, right? Even if you're just looking at five man, but you're in the midst of this, still trying to get through the end of this 17-game and 17-day stretch. Like, what does this look like for you pitching wise?
So we were talking about it during the break. If you had to pick a five man rotation today with this roster and Ronel Blanco coming back to Houston, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, and then
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, I think Lance McCullers Jr., right? Lance
and then is the Sugarland Space Cowboys, pretty much.
I mean, McCullers, yes. They're going to have to go with him.
We're still in a place where...
we don't know what he is.
Yeah, we're still not out of the woods on what the actual production looks like for Lance. I think I'm still willing to give him the benefit of the doubt for the most part, and I know that I might not... not even might. I'm probably alone, or at least not in the majority. Or what have you. But, I mean, that is a guy who has some level of experience. But even that, we're stretching. And that's when we get to three, because you still have Spencer Arrighetti, who we have not gotten any update on when it comes to, you know, the break that he had in his hand. I mean, you're talking about the likes of, I mean, Colin Gordon, who came up. Brandon Walter, who pitched yesterday. AJ Blueball, y'all's favorite, who has rotated through. Maybe Forrest Whitley. Forrest Whitley was just activated, in fact. But, I mean, that's a guy who you've been waiting for actually a decade.
10 years.
To find it. And the thing that we were mentioning before we came back from break as well amongst ourselves, that's also a guy who's kind of been looked at as a reliever. You probably have to find a way to stretch him out even in order to utilize him in the way that you would need to in what we're discussing here. This is starting to get real tumultuous for the Astros pitching-wise.
Well, I don't think it's starting. You've got two... what do you guys like to say? Two and a possible in terms of starting pitchers?
Spades.
Wait, hold on. Do you not play spades?
No, I know. But you guys say it a lot.
Okay, I was about to say. I was like, the way that you put that made it I want to make sure that John is not on my team.
As you guys like to say.
Oh, that's also, I did not think of it that way, but that's also
that's
great.
That's why I got it.
Oh, my God.
You guys like to say.
How do we get there?
I don't know. You tell me.
You guys like fried chicken too, right?
Wow. Hey, yo!
I'm just playing.
Would you like to put your name here, Lopez? Or
No, I like the good laugh.
I'm sure it's the other people that love spades, too, man.
Everybody loves spades. No, well, I shouldn't say everybody.
No, I've played spades. I've just never used that term, and you guys started
using it. So you haven't played spades. Okay,
you guys.
You people started using it.
You people.
Wait, how are you bidding in spades if you're never considering the possible books you could get?
No, I'm saying I've never used that term.
In a possible?
No, you mean in real life?
In radio settings.
It's so useful, though. It's so useful.
It is very useful. So the Astros, anywho, have two and a possible starters, right?
I guess if you, see, me, I'm built different. I get that Lance McCullers book, you know what I'm saying? but no, even then, like, you're still not reaching your five. And of course, what they like to get to sometimes is six. You're not getting there right now. Mm-hmm. Like, this is very, very problematic for the Astros in a way that I also don't necessarily see way out of, because now we are even deeper into the pond of looking at the IL and saying which of these guys can make it back. And the closest one is Arrigetti, who that was what we talked about it as he'll be reevaluated in 6 weeks when that happened. How long ago was that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we haven't really heard the kind of preliminary updates getting to that space. Man, the next few weeks are going to be tough, and specifically this makes me look up and go, that four-game set against the Mariners is going to be a mess.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my Lord. Man. And they got pitching and hitting this year. and the A32 says, is it me or do the Astros have way more pitching injuries than any other team? It's not you. We just talked about this last week. Like, they have the most since 2020, so in the last 5 years, they've had the most elbow injuries in Major League Baseball. Now they have another one. It's not just you. There are so many levels to this, and we talked about the whole, how are they handling these guys? Is it a problem? Is it a whatever? Last week. But no, in terms of the here and now, man, you had to bring up, I forgot the Mariners. Yeah, Mariners.
The Mariners was always going to be the cherry on the sundae of this particular tough stretch.
Yeah.
And now, boy, it is a lot rougher for you as well. So, yeah, Ronel Blanco returning to Houston to look at some elbow soreness that he has. And that ain't never sounded good when you hear of an Astro having to do that. So, man, this is really tough. Like, why can't we have nice things is the question I saw asked about this. And it really does feel that way. Like, is this something that you view as possibly existential to the season at this point? Like, call me overreactionary, that's fine. But, like, at this point,
I don't think that's overreactionary. This is a team that has been sort of piecing together wins. We know that they don't score over three runs a lot, so they have to rely on pitching. They have to rely on maybe, you know, the best bullpen in baseball.
But particularly starting pitching, so you don't overwork that bullpen.
Right, but even then, that possible best bullpen in baseball, that's going to be taxed because we're going to get starters out of there now. You know, you're going to have to pull a starter or two or longer innings or whatever, openers even. Are they going to go that route? Are they going to have to use, you know, Okert or Gusto or something like that as an opener? So even that is getting taxed. I don't think you're overstating it. This is a sort of a pivot point, you know?
Yeah, and so, at this point, all you have is to hope for the best. And I know you don't got much in your hope meter there when it comes to, hey, what comes back from an evaluation of an injury?
Yeah.
So, man, that is a really, really, that's a gut punch to receive on a Wednesday morning that Ronel Blanco is returning from Tampa to Houston to see team doctors when it comes to a sore elbow. Oof. All right. Let's try and have fun, ? You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Let's talk about this in honor of what seems like the NFL team owners possibly getting ready to ban the tush push. What other things in sports or just life would you like to see banned? 713-572-4610. Let's get salty next. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. If you haven't heard, Ronel Blanco returning to Houston from Tampa in order to be seen by team doctors for what is being described as elbow soreness.
You heard us right.
So, yeah, I feel like that's one of the answers that might come up in the question of the day here, 713-572-4610. What should be banned, sports or otherwise? Because I know a lot of people would be like, injuries.
Elbow injuries.
Particularly of the elbow sort, right? That would be very helpful if you could do that. But, yeah, man, this is inspired by the tush push, which we actually got news right as we went to break there. I saw this at least per Diana Rossini. The Packers' proposal to ban the tush push did not receive the required 75% support from the NFL's owners to pass, so it remains available in the 2025 season.
For now, they're going to go to a, quote, privileged session with only owners, so maybe it'll continue. I don't know how that's going to play out.
Yeah, but at this point, I think that's one of the interesting parts about this is that it's clear that the team or the team owners and the league office want this to be done, which we probably should have seen. I think I heard this described this way, and I was like, oh, that's a very good point. By the idea that it was the Packers that brought this up. I've seen people kind of want to see the Packers get beat up, and I wonder if they were just a useful tool here, because if it is the Packers that bring this up, Who is the owner that you then point to as the owner who is being the crybaby here? Oh yeah, that's right. It's a publicly traded team, right? So
I guess the president does the voting there.
I guess so. Is the decision making factor there? But yeah, the point being, like, this might have been an overall, I guess, a plurality of those team owners trying to get together and see if they could find the best situation to maybe get themselves across the line. Maybe Jason Kelce going to Congress. And stumping in his lobbyist way in order to keep the tush push alive. Ultimately did that, but there you go. The tush push still alive. And in that honor, something got to get banned today, so let's do it. What are you banning here, John Lopez?
And you said, and we're saying sports and otherwise.
Yeah,
sports, I'm trying to think of a good sports one. There's a lot that come to mind.
Oh, I mean, I have one that I stump for all the time that I know people dislike, but I don't care because I believe in it very strongly, that we should ban the draft. I think we should abolish the draft.
Okay.
I don't believe in it. I think that it's an unfair practice when you talk about acquisition of talent into any situation, particularly if you want to clamor for some level of free market. The idea that you're taking people coming in and forcing them into these very, very narrow spaces. This is how you end up in places where people get mad at the Mannings for dictating where Eli goes, whatever. It's because it's inherently unfair, but we just kind of deal with it because it's what it's always been.
Yeah.
I think that there are ways, and we see in various other sports, like other ways to acquire fresh talent that I think could be a level of fair, but also require teams to actually be competent. Like, I really hate this notion that team is bad, so we need to give them talent. No, they're bad because they're incompetent a lot of times, and we're just like, hey, let's filter the best talent that we have coming into this league into this incompetence and hope that leads to better results. And you can look at some of these teams where it does. We can also look to a lot of these teams where they just ruin really good players and they continue to flounder in their incompetence and run away with their big old checks. No, stop doing it. Make them be competent.
No, I'm with you on that. I was thinking more run of play stuff.
Oh, sorry.
But no, that's a good one. But the other thing is, like, non-sports, I was surprised at how much grief I got for my one thing that should be banned. If there are people on an elevator, all right, and the doors start to close, you should not be allowed to stick your arm or foot between the doors to reopen the door.
Boo.
There's another elevator coming.
Boo.
There's another, and you're everybody on that elevator is going to judge you. They're going to be, they're going to roll their eyes. They're going to go, oh, Lord.
It's funny too, because for us, like making it localized a little bit, we on the 19th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always the people that always stick their hand in last minute.
12.
Only going to 12.
Yeah, you say only 12. Like, well, why don't you take the stairs?
No, that's what I said. But, like, no.
But
like,
they're going to slow you down.
Exactly.
See, Figgy, so you're with me. You're
by how much?
Figgy is a real
one. I don't think it's.
By how much?
I don't think it should be banned.
How much of an inconvenience are you actually having
here? It is a little frustrating because sometimes you jump in there. And then you got like three or four people that jump right in after you, and all of them go to 12, 13, 14.
And everyone is judging you.
And then you got like two more people that stick their hand in going to 12. Yep. It's just like, dang, I'm about to be on here all day.
Man, that extra 2 minutes that it took you to get to the floor was really going to kill you.
You're darn right. I also, I don't know where this came from. It just popped into my head. I didn't see any today. I hate when I'm driving along and I see a truck with those nuts under it. That's stupid. What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove?
I do love that whenever something like this comes up, our driving culture, particularly here in Houston, pops up because everybody, I've seen so many people, like, you know, going slow in the left lane. I feel like this isn't a ban per se, but if somehow to figure out a way to get everybody in the zipper method.
Yes. It's not hard.
We just need to, can we all focus on what we're supposed
somebody's
to be doing.
Somebody's going
together.
52 miles an hour on the left lane of 59.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And see, the thing is, like, if you know if you're going slow. Mm-hmm. If you see, sometimes I'll be going 70 in the left lane, which I think that's a little fast.
Yeah.
But somebody might be going 80. And if I see them behind me,
you
they zoom in, I just move to the right and let them go head on and then get back in the left.
Mm-hmm. All right, how do you feel about this one that came in here? Because obviously this is going to trend a little bit more towards sports and our sports listening audience here from the 281. They said they're banning local sports blackouts. Obviously paying for something, want to be able to watch it, so on and so forth.
How many of those are there anymore?
I mean, there ends up being a lot of them, especially with all of these exclusive broadcasts that end up either national TV or on these apps, right? Like, let's say the Astros are playing on a Friday night and they have the Apple TV broadcast. there's a chance that they might not have that Space City Home Network broadcast that you have, that you're typically available to, but you're not privy to the Apple TV, and now you can't watch a team because baseball is trying to make more money on this additional, you know, exclusive rights property. Like, how do you feel about that? Because I think to some degree, you want the sport to grow. You want them to have more money available, especially that's ultimately filters to the players. But at the same time, as a product, I want to be able to see it and not have to, like, have a listing to see wherever a game is at any given time.
Yeah. Some things I want to kind of ban a little bit, man. This one is a little smaller, but mint chocolate, we could ban that.
Mint chocolate?
Yeah.
That's very specific.
Yeah. Like, nah, I don't need that type of chocolate. And it seemed like they tried to make mint chocolate out of everything, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need it. That could go. This one right here, it really bothers me, especially when I'm going to an event or a concert. The $8 bottle of water.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. What are y'all doing, man? Mm-hmm. And this ain't even like the bougie water. It'd be like these concerts be trying to sell Aquafina for $8. Mm-hmm. It's like, dog, y'all getting over. y'all clearly getting over.
You just said price gouging. All price gouging. Yes, get that out of here.
Yes. You just gave me, I don't know why you made me think of this. This might be my number one. Pumpkin spice anything.
You being a hater.
Before November 1st.
You being a real hater.
Anything, any pumpkin spice, anything before November 1st.
Why?
Banned. Because it's stupid. That's why. It's stupid.
They're not making you drink it.
Well, no, but it's just irritating. I don't want to be irritated.
How? They put
pumpkin spice in September?
So? So let the people enjoy it. You know, they get nutmeg and whatever. What else is in the pump? I know it's nutmeg and it's like that type of, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
All spice, whatever. Hey, let them have that, man.
Speaking of irritating, back to these concerts, man. I think they should ban tall people from sitting up in the front, standing up in the front.
All right, see.
Come on, you ain't tall, so you ain't got to worry about this one. Yeah. You in the 5 foot club.
You're a real hater. That's real nasty.
But
no,
man, I hate seeing it. It'd be some 6 foot five people in the front, like in the front of all, like a standing only concert.
How about this?
Now, I feel like
that's irritating, man.
The thing that, mentioned the idea of like being in cowboy hats and games, and I'm like, all right, that might be it. Like, I can't change how tall I am. But if you out here adding extra 5'11"? Stuff. Right? No, 6'1". Now, if y'all going to do this, I'm going up. The other way. I'm going up. Y'all, this is my villain origin story. I'm actually 6'5". The things that make the you know, sight line obscures that are unnecessary. Because, look, I get it. You want to wear your cowboy hat. However, you got to consider the circumstance. Mm-hmm. These seats are not made for you to have your 10-gallon hat on, brother.
And see, I'm not even talking about the game part where at the seats and stuff like that. Because if that's your seat, that's your seat. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the standing only concerts.
Yeah.
You go there and it be the tallest people trying to get up to the front. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man.
I've got one related to that. And this might be the old guy in me, but it might not.
Here come the old guy.
It might not. I think I remember Figgy saying something along these lines. Concerts starting after 8:30 p.m. or 9. Let's go 9 p.m. But what was that concert you were? They said they started at 10:30 or something?
Yeah. I went to support one of my homeboys, Dende. He had a concert. Mm-hmm. And I want to say he got on the stage super late,
especially,
man.
On a weekday.
Yeah, it was like a Thursday.
Remember, like, I went to Guns N' Roses last year, and I'm like, let's go. Yeah.
I actually think I agree with this.
Yeah, it's tough, man, especially if you're really trying to support somebody.
Oh, 8:30, I'm like, man, come on,
I think I saw him perform two songs. I'm like, all right, let's dip. I'm like, I'm here. I got my video to prove it I was here.
And I don't think that starting this a little bit early hurts anybody because, you know, maybe you're like, hey, I'm young. I'm trying to be out.
Mm-hmm.
You get out the concert a little early. Now we can turn up, man. Yeah. Like, I feel like this, everybody wins if we can start this just a little bit earlier.
I wonder what's the theory behind starting so late.
They're doing
like
drugs.
These allegations that are being levied.
They're backstage getting high.
And even like to the more famous artists, I feel like they used to, because I remember I went to a Bone Thugs and Harmony concert and they started super late. And we like, what's going on? Come to find out their flight was late.
Okay, well, that's
and we actually
different.
Saw. Yeah, we actually saw them. So I think a lot of the times, a lot of these artists probably get there super late. Mm-hmm. So they be trying to have these openers hold it down until they get there.
Yeah.
Ban of $50 haircuts.
I'm with that one.
Somebody
I'm
said
with that one.
People who leave 1 second on the microwave timer.
Oh, that's irritating. That's OCD.
All right, so how about the person that uses speakerphone in public?
Oh, yeah. Well, speakerphone. I don't mind the people talking to themselves. I've just gotten used to it. It used to bother me, but now everybody, so many people do it. I'm like, whatever, they're on the phone. But like the speakerphone, the actual speakerphone, yeah.
I think it depends, man, because sometimes I'll be listening to the conversation.
He said, let me eavesdrop, please.
No, sometimes it'd be like, hey, I'm just walking in the office. Yeah, I got this paperwork. And you can tell they kind of scrambling. They trying to, like, I'm fine with that. But when if it's like a, hey, girl, yeah, girl, I ain't doing nothing. Just ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, girl, you can get your ass off the phone, man.
You're like, only on speakerphone if it's something important or juicy. Like, sometimes,
if it's juicy.
Like, we see it up here all the time where you got these lawyers coming in scrambling and they're all like, yeah, I got to get to the court. So they, like, I understand that part.
Yeah.
But, and they don't be on the phone for long either.
Some other ones that came in. Somebody, I'm not reading that. Somebody said Christmas before Thanksgiving, just as a concept.
I think they like the stores and stuff.
I think I agree with that, even though I very much try and be on the let people enjoy things. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, y'all are enjoying this way too long.
What about banning putting the tree up around like early November?
Yeah, all that.
You want to ban that?
Yeah. Wait till we get
pumpkin spice.
Wait till we get past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how you gonna ban? How you got a problem with pumpkin spice?
He doesn't have a problem.
You don't have a problem with
the decoration.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's called a hypocrite.
Well, no, because the Christmas I got to deal with the pumpkin spice. I don't. You know what I mean? Like I'm good with hearing Mariah Carey, but I'm not.
I want to hear
Mariah Carey for three. Well, that particular song for three months straight. Like that's what I'm. That's
November 1st. Let's go. Anything before, as Seth would say. What did he say?
I don't want to say that anymore. I feel like there's been way too many
references. You said
November 1st
for Christmas?
No, for pumpkin spice.
Oh, okay.
You're good. You're good to go.
There have been way too many references to assassination on these airwaves today. All right, real quick before we go. Two sporting event things. Are you guys in on banning them? Kiss cam?
Nah, that's all right. That's fine. Okay. You can get some funny content out of that.
All right. Wave.
Oh, yeah. Ban the wave. Why are we just getting to this right now?
I actually am good with the wave. I don't participate, but hey man, the baby seemed to like it.
Do you do the one arm kind of like
No, I'm just
do a little finger.
No. Nope. Yeah. Complete abstainer, however. Do what you gotta do, man. Like, go ahead and let the babies have fun. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Let's talk about some of the other proposals that were being viewed at the owners league meetings there in Minnesota. We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.